Cube and much more. Today is Friday, November 1, 2000. Cuba and much more. Today is Friday, November 10, 2023. Belarus and Cuba are jointly dealing with the imposition of sanctions. Belarusian Prime Minister Roman Golovchenko stated during official talks with his Cuban counterpart Manuel Marrero. He said that Cuba and Belarus are long-standing and time-tested partners and that they maintain friendly and candid relations while they have invariably supported each other on international platforms for many years and holding similar views on global geopolitical processes. Marrero and Golovchenko had the official talks between two delegations in Minsk on Friday to review the state of bilateral relations at the political, economic, commercial, and parliamentary levels. Marrero, in turn, affirmed that Belarus and Cuba are good allies on international platforms, and the main goal is to bring trade and economic interaction to the political cooperation level. The 19th International Meeting on Heritage Cities Management will be held in Havana from November 15 to 17 as part of the 504th anniversary of Havana, a celebration whose agenda is announced this Friday as part of the preparations. Old Havana will host a forum which will celebrate the 30th anniversary of drafting a decree law on the Office of the Historian of the City of Havana. The document is considered a landmark that established the basis of to develop a comprehensive and sustainable management model aimed at Old Havana. The event will also commemorate the 15th anniversary of the network of offices of the historian and the curator of Cuba's heritage cities and two decades since establishment of this annual meeting. Several organizations are sponsoring this global meeting, including the UNESCO, the Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation, the European Union, the United Nations Population Fund, and the Barcelona City Hall, the Ibero-American Center for Strategic Urban Development, and the Spanish Agency for International Development Cooperation. Real estate development projects, hotel construction, and administration contracts make up the portfolio of opportunities for foreign investment presented by the Cuban Ministry of Tourism at the 39th Havana International Fair. Suyen Rivero, Mintur Business Director, said that businessmen from China, Spain, and the United Arab Emirates are mainly interested in joint venture projects that total 34 for the construction of hotels in the main tourist centers of the country. The Mintur board told Radio Havana Cuba that 51 projects for hotel management and marketing contracts are in the portfolio of opportunities and that this one is one of the highest volume businesses for the sector. There are 115 existing contracts with nearly 20 internationally prestigious chains from countries such as Spain, Canada, Indonesia, and Turkey, among others. Other possible projects are available for foreign investment in non-hotel, marina, and campsite activities. The National Caribbean Day will put an end this Friday to the 39th Havana International Fair, which, since last Monday, brings together the Cuban business community and exhibitors from more than 60 foreign companies. The Caribbean region will present its new products in Pavilion No. 7, while the Trinidad and Tobago Business Forum will take place with the Cuban Chamber of Commerce. The award ceremony will take place at 4 in the afternoon. On Saturday, the fairgrounds will be open to the public. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.